Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my darling co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. How are you this evening?
Great. And we're so glad to have Squirrel on board. Very excited. We've got an interesting show tonight.
We do indeed. My goodness.
Okay. Tonight's show. Hurricane Sandy and the Masculine. And I... Wow. Just to let you know, if anybody has questions, we're going to try to get to them. I can't make promises. You can email them in during the show. Squirrel, do you have your computer?
I absolutely do, yes.
Okay, Squirrel, and I'll let you give it, honey.
Okay, it's Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net.
Perfect. Okay. We're going to give the team more time tonight than me because I'm having problems talking. And I had a lot of work done today and a lot of shots inside my mouth. And so when I'm in channel, it doesn't bother me. So okay, so what does Hurricane Sandy have to do with the masculine? And as we look at the ferocity of Hurricane Sandy in the track of this amazingly fierce hurricane, here are some synonyms for ferocity: savagery, fierceness, atrocity, turbulence, and cruelty. The track of this hurricane along the eastern seaboard hitting New York and New Jersey, the stock exchange, casinos, and far more, certainly all the businesses in New York and more. Is this the earth purging herself of these energies? Perhaps this is a very clear message to everyone. Look at the welfare of your people as the founders of this country intended. Tonight, the team has a very important message for all of us. And we ask you all also to join together for, we're going to use Molly's intention again this week. I intend a version of earth where people recognize the connection between all things, including earth, and therefore cherish and be kind to each other as well as animals and all other living creatures on the planet. Certainly that was the message this week again. Mm-hmm. Tonight also a special dedication to all the people, animals, and earth herself suffering from loss, personal and financial, devastation, shock, pain, and injury incurred as a result of Hurricane Sandy. And certainly this encompasses more than the United States. We're going to spend this evening talking about this extraordinary event and the lasting effect it's going to have on our politics, our people, the loss of a way of life, the loss of life, losses of all kinds, the human drama and struggle, which brings out the true spirit of humans. And I think that this is a... In the middle of an election time, we get so caught up in our polarity and what we believe is right and true that to me it's fascinating this event happened so close to the election. It was like a giant wake-up call to snap out of the polarity game. And Squirrel, you're out in the masses more than I am. I should
guess. I guess I get out a little bit more than you do, but yeah, I think that things are definitely amped up coming into this election, and I feel that there is an element of people trying to make their point heard. It isn't always graceful, and I just, you know, there's a lot of fear that I hear in their voices about how this election might turn out.
I have a question for you based on that.
Yeah, sure.
With this event, okay, with Hurricane Sandy, Did people miss a beat about politics and go over to their concern for humanity and what happened?
Oh, certainly. Well, the things that I've read on the internet, people were definitely concerned about humanity. And but I still think that there, you know, the message of global warming came up, which is a political issue. Certainly the conspiracy theories, which is another political issue. So this one really, this event, this Sandy, which, you know, Sandy can be a masculine or feminine name. I mean,
right.
Which I think is really kind of interesting that it was Sandy. I just feel like this actually just sparked people's nervousness and anger at whatever is going on out there that they can't control.
There you go.
Which is an illusion, as we all know, right?
So it hit people in the area of what they can't control.
Right, right. And that's what I you know, it's like, it's out of my control. I don't know what to do, you know, and it's Chicken Little kind of that.
So
kind
basically
of
it's the same thing as politics, because people, yeah, I think, feel out of control with politics as well.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I just, yeah, they would like to be able to control it, but they know deep down that they can't.
Okay. Well, the team has been really in my ear, as has Adrian this week. At least certainly today. And I think it's really possible that this hurricane can actually change the course of American history, certainly by changing the political outcome of this current election. Which I think is fascinating. And in terms of which way that goes, I don't think anybody knows. It may also, as a result of that, change the outcome for Earth that we currently know. And I'm not saying these things to be fatalistic. I'm really saying them to kind of wake people up to the fact that, once again, we're back to remembering how big we really are, and that as the magicians that we are, we can make a difference. It's very easy to fall into that whole concept of not being able to do anything because people are too powerful. Whether it's Earth is too powerful, politicians are too powerful, the media is too powerful, Wall Street's too powerful, you know, the cabal is too powerful. It doesn't matter what you plug into, it's too powerful.
You know, Jackie, I was going to say, I mean, on the news and, of course, on the Weather Channel, I mean, they reported this as the perfect storm. I believe, you know, it's my interpretation that their interpretation of a perfect storm would have been from a negative point of view. But if you take that phrase, perfect storm, maybe exactly, it is exactly that. Perfect, but we need to awaken to what we can do for humanity on an individual level. It is.
We're hoping that that's what it becomes, Squirrel.
Yes.
We're hoping that this is the wake-up call that people are going to hear. And I agree with you. I think that's very well put. Every one of us can have impact with our magic to change, shift, heal, and assist all of the humans and animals affected by this assault on our country and other countries, as well as our consciousness. Because this particular storm, and I think everybody, I would assume, okay, everybody felt the sense of anxiousness, of nervousness, of unrest this week as a result of this storm. The electrical quality of this storm to me was so fascinating because I literally felt incredibly agitated. Did you experience that as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of it is that Neptunian energy. You know, we often talk about astrology, but that runs deep, and that's part of what's getting triggered now with the position of Neptune. in Pisces. So we've got that water in the water. So it's it all plays in together. And, of course, we you know, there was that tsunami threat out in Hawaii from the earthquake up in Alaska or up in that area.
That was, it was up in Canada. It was Saturday night.
Canada. Okay, yeah, there was just a lot going on. And then, of course, the storm on the east. So we have the west storm and the east storm, which, as you and I discussed, is we've got the masculine feminine in the
play. Well, it's interesting. They woke me up and I fell asleep with the TV on, which I rarely ever do. They woke me up to be certain that I knew, and the earthquake had hit, and it was on its way to Hawaii. They were waiting for the impact on the Hawaiian shores. Nobody knew how bad it was going to be. And, of course, I'm up waiting for hours and doing everything I can to ameliorate the energy, because I happen to work really well with earthquakes. That tends to be kind of my thing. And when I saw that first little wave hit the shore, I was like, oh, great, I'm out of here. I'm going to sleep. Because it was nothing by the time it hit shore. It was fabulous. But again, the feminine. Going to the feminine, because Hawaii is certainly the heart of the feminine. So if we get back to us, you know, is this really a wake-up call? Or, you know, if we go back to Atlantis, is this one of three destructions experienced in Atlantis? You know, we've talked about this before, that the United States is the closest thing to Atlantis at this timing on the planet. So many of us were there for one or all of the destructions on Atlantis, because they didn't happen back to back, and came in because we were determined it wouldn't happen again, knowing that the United States was the key place that had become a world power, and if it was going to happen, it would happen here, and that we really came in to deter that from happening, to stop it from happening, out of our love. And also because so many people still carry that deep, deep, deep sorrow from those destructions in Atlantis, because it was such an incredible place. And I've taken people back there with the team so many times to things that are beyond imagination. We have not reached those levels yet, but if you could imagine the United States going down and witnessing that as we did in Atlantis, it's overwhelming.
You know, it's interesting, Jackie, is that, you know, the big amusement park in Atlantic City went down.
Did it?
I mean, yeah, you know, the big Ferris wheel that's out on the boardwalk in New Jersey, and, I mean, do you find that interesting, Atlantic City, Atlantis? I mean,
now that's really interesting. I was not aware of that, but yeah,
the message is huge. And of course, and there were people talking on the news about how, oh my gosh, that Ferris wheel that I grew up with, and now it's gone, and we will rebuild, is what they're saying, but it won't ever be the same.
Nothing's going to be the same.
No, and I just kind of, you know, I see the parallels with
very good point,
you know,
though.
Atlantis and Atlantic City.
Atlantic City.
I mean, it's like, good. You know, you're getting hit over the head. It's like, hello?
Well, I think all the arrows are pointing. And I, again, you know, I look at this, is this a call for us all to step up and own who we are, to be of assistance, as we really know how to do, even though we may kid ourselves into believing that we are helpless to make a difference. You know, this goes back to your idea of the perfect storm, which I know the meteorologist called it. We're also going to talk about the conspiracy theories, but not with me. The squirrel's going to be addressing those with the team. I think that's the best place, because, you know, we could go on all night about that stuff. Also, was this the feminine, the goddess, the earth, which is feminine, stirring up and making her anger known at the patriarchal masculine, which is so in our faces right now with the election and all the rhetoric being spewed about? And I think that this is when the team has me, I say this every week, you know, when they want a show, this was the show they wanted. and it is the one I would have picked, but, you know, I go with it.
Got to go with it.
Just perhaps the timing was so perfect to get our attention. Since we fail to pay attention to what's happening to the Earth with Fukushima, the Gulf oil spill, Hurricane Katrina. So, you know, the question remains, what will it take for us and our politicians to finally address global warming? What will it take for us to awaken our spirits instead of arguing our politics and polarizing over issues? Our Earth is in trouble. I mean, bottom line.
And I just have to ask, I mean, do you really feel like we failed to pay attention to those events?
Yes, I do. Yes,
they
I do.
I think
it's really easy to get, you know, it's way over there. In the moment, you're very concerned. In the moment we were concerned with Katrina, we were watching it on television. In the moment we were concerned with Fukushima, we watched it on television. In the moment we were concerned about the Gulf oil spill, we watched it on television. But I think, again, this addresses humans who feel that they are unable to do anything about it. And what the Earth is really saying to us is stop thinking that you're not powerful. The Earth needs your help.
Or that we need politicians to help us.
Well, we don't.
Issues. We don't,
if we take our power, if we work our magic, we will attract, we will literally raise up those people, okay, within the magic that we work to take responsibility. It's really up to us. And, you know, this is, I know the team's going to address this tonight. This is one of the biggest issues, and it's been up week after week after week, about taking our magic, about recognizing that we can work with the Earth. The Earth is in trouble. And anybody who's doing the chakra activation techniques, one of the most beautiful parts of that technique, and this all came from the team, was to go up into the central sun to gather the love and bring it all the way back down into the heart of Earth. When you go into the heart of Earth, there are all these orbs, these beings, who agreed to become Earth. We know them. We are part of them. We are part of Earth. Nothing in this universe or the multiverse is separate. What's created together is forever intertwined. We tend to think of ourselves and our lives as separate from everything that's going on around us. And this is a function of human consciousness, but it's not true. And if we're going to break out of that, you know, it's in our face right now saying, what do we have to do to get your attention? Does it have to be a bigger disaster, something worse? And I think from my perspective, that's the thing I'm the most concerned about, because I don't see things backing off right now. And I think we're going to see these things happening, all right, not only in the United States, but I think we're going to see them, and we have already seen them in other countries. But I think that the chance is that it's going to be greater and greater. And at what point, you know, it's always been in third world countries, and oh, it's so sad, and they lost a couple hundred thousand people. But now, it's affecting our ability to run business, to run politics, to, you know, now it's close to home.
Yeah, the United States has taken some hits over the last, you know, couple of decades or so, maybe
yes, it has.
Decade and a half.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
This is no longer a game. This is also not the first time that Earth has responded to humans who refuse to listen. And if you go out throughout history, you know, there are the stories of, you know, people being frozen in time and this and that. You know, I don't remember this story because I don't really do American history, or, I'm sorry, Earth history. But certainly with the Jewish people, with many different, you know, this is not the first time. I'm telling you, this is big. And, you know, when the team is hammering me all week, I have to listen, even though I have distractions going on like crazy. They're relentless, especially right now. So listen, 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 listen. What I found fascinating is during these days with Hurricane Sandy, I got more calls because I'm in a swing state. Not Obama calls. I got Romney calls, 5, 6, 7 a day.
Well, that's amazing. I mean, I don't get any phone calls. Because other than Wyoming, where everybody figures it's going to go Republican anyway. But, you know, how do they, what do you say to them when they call?
Again, I'm in a swing state. I'm sorry here.
Do you take the calls or?
No. This is, I'm in a swing. I'm sorry, everybody. My house is for sale and it's like the whole world is on board. And I didn't realize that phone was going to go out. Even in the other room, you can hear it. So, again, to me, where I had a great deal of difficulty, regardless of my political affiliation, to be making those calls, to be inundating me with calls, when in fact we're dealing with the hurricane, I was furious. To me, it was so inappropriate. It was like, go away. And normally I'm pretty nice to all these people, but I was not happy. I was not happy.
That's part of the agitation from all these energies. I mean,
oh,
of
Lord.
Of course you'd be agitated.
Yeah, I was. So, next question, of course, is Mother Earth done? And, you know, even Lazarus has talked about that many people would suffer during these times. They were aware of it at a higher level. And, you know, so my question is, when and where will there be another message from Mother Earth? And will we listen then? If we don't listen this time, if we don't start taking our power. And Squirrel, you can address with the team, you know, ways to do that, because I don't want to occupy the whole time here tonight.
Okay.
What can we do? Stop thinking that you're small. Oh, my God. I sound like a broken record. Earth is a living entity. She's reaching out to people individually now. And the only, you know, I know that the people that work with the team and the people that listen to the shows, I really believe with all my heart that you guys are doing everything you can. Do more. Trust your magic. Trust that you can, you know, it's really interesting. People will say to me, well, how do you know what you do is going to work? I just know. It doesn't occur to me that it won't work. Does that make me more than anybody? No. It, you know, it's a function of belief. And my belief is so strong, unequivocally, that I believe I can change an outcome. With the tsunami going to Hawaii, it wasn't a question in my mind. I did not expect Hawaii to be inundated. I absolutely would not accept that as a potential outcome. Now, did I align with a different version of Earth and we're all listening, you know, and you're all that version of Earth that didn't experience a tsunami there? Potentially, yes. But I was that determined. Am I upset with myself that I didn't know more with Hurricane Sandy? Yes. I have to be honest. But it was as though whatever was going on there was such a giant wake-up call that I did not feel that I had the right to stop that one. The one for Hawaii, I did. There was no question in my mind. I hadn't thought about that till just now, so that's actually very interesting.
That is interesting, because I know a lot of light workers were meditating on changing Hurricane Sandy, you know, and the intensity of that storm. And so from that point of view, if you are meditating on it, you are trying, and it doesn't happen, I can see where some people might think, well, does it really matter?
Yes.
Why am I not getting the outcome I want to see?
The highest good of all.
Okay. Well, see, and that's a good thing to remember, because sometimes things do have to happen as our wake-up call.
If Earth is reaching out and Earth is saying, look, I'm trying to get your attention, what's it going to take?
What's it going to take?
Okay. What is it going to take for you to go back to your humanity? What's it going to take for you to get how quickly something can happen? Now, those people that live along the West Coast, will things ever be the same? You talked about the Ferris wheel. No. Those events are so life-changing. How long will it take? You know, a friend of mine said, don't worry about the New Yorkers, they're tough. And they are. I've been on the phone with a lot of New Yorkers. God bless them, they're tough. They know how to survive. However, those people whose homes burned, the people whose homes were totally underwater, what do you do with that? I mean, it just, you know, to watch it was devastating, as it was in Katrina. But doing everything possible within, and you don't know how far-reaching your magic can be. That's what I think, you know, and again, for the highest good of all. Not from a fatalistic perspective, but working with the Earth, because we're one. If you believe,
yeah, I agree.
If you believe
I agree with that.
You're
That's...
separate, and anybody, especially today, we're beginning to understand our oneness with the animal kingdom, with the fairy realms, with all realms. With all realms. I mean, I'm selling my house. It's a living entity to me. I'm the biggest baby in the world. When I sell a car, I cry like a baby. I still have my Lexus because she does not want to go anywhere. And when I told her I was going to sell her, she flattened all her tires. In the garage. I got them all pumped back up. They never went flat again as long as I kept her in the garage. If I put her outside, gone. So, you know, that's the way I perceive everything as having, and it does. Everything is atoms and molecules in motion. And God, I hope people watch the Big Bang Theory, because, boy, that is just loaded with information for people who don't understand quantum physics.
That's good for another show. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's good practice to think, you know, there are days I kind of go, okay, squirrel, you know, you're going to go out there and you're going to know you're connected to everything and everyone at every single moment. And I get sidetracked and I have to go back. I really have to concentrate on that, the connection to all that is.
We have to.
And we have to. So
It is. It is. And it's practice, everybody. Look, we're so close to that magic time, okay? We're not going to ascend and go to heaven and so on. But that tipping point, and boy, everybody better be practicing, I promise you. I have to practice all the time. And I have people yelling in my ear, you know?
Yeah, you have a lot. You have a lot of voices coming in your ear. But, you know, it all happened, too, right around, you know, Halloween, and you know that when the veils are the thinnest and we're connected to the other side, and you know, if the synchronicities of what's happening, it's just remarkable.
Well, and again, you know, if we look at the stock market, the casinos, and the fact that storm took a left turn directly into all of that. And
they closed for a few days, and no one, you know, we all lived and went on with our lives, even though
exactly.
The stock market was
exactly
closed. That's
okay.
A beautiful thing. Okay.
I'm going to go into channel.
All righty.
We could do a whole show on the stock market, which I won't go there, but Squirrel, I'm just going to turn you loose with the team.
Yeah. Okay, hon.
right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel.
Hello.
Oh, we're very excited. Oh, the dogs. Oh, the dogs. When we come in, they just get really... Let us close this door. We have to move the channel's body. Hold on. When we come in, they get pretty crazy. All right. All right. Let's chat. Let us say a few words, Squirrel, and then we'll go to your questions.
Okay.
All right. Now, yes, we very much were on the channel about doing this show. We cannot tell you how imperative it's becoming. For all of you that are listening and ever will listen to this show, to begin to remember, and if you can't remember, believe, and if you can't believe, pretend that you are powerful beyond your wildest dreams, people. Powerful beyond your wildest dreams. And so many on the other side of the veil are willing to co-create with you, with your intentions to change outcomes. When you decide that you're going to do some wonderful, magical work, call in everyone that's willing to join you. Call in the winged ones. Channel encountered them again this week and cried all morning. It was so... Call in the winged ones. We're not talking about the angels. Winged ones are different. Call in your angels. Call in your guides. Call in all of those on every level and dimension that are willing to join with you, because remember, you're the human. They can work with you co-creatively. They're counting on you to make the choice to do it. And then they can join energetically with you. Now, that's a lot of power you can generate. A lot of magical, wonderful intention you can generate co-creatively. Think about that. If you don't feel powerful enough on your own, know that by making that choice, you are calling forward those who are waiting for you to step into your power, who can then join with you. You're not alone, people. You've never been alone on this planet, especially now. If you realize what happens to your energy the moment you step out of a sense of victim, of being small, into the higher level of who you are, which by determination you do, your vibration shifts and changes. It's like a beacon going off. We can actually see it. Your intentions are heard. Think about, visualize, pretend all those around you, working with you, in their ships, in their light bodies, in their whatever. Oh boy, we've got humans who are not in victim, not in martyr, not in better than, in knowing, in calling forth the more of who they are, to make the difference they came here to make. Assisting the earth, assisting humanity, assisting all of creation. That's what we're all waiting for. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Trust your magic. We know that all of you have many things going on in your life, many distractions. How much time does it take? couple of times a day. Whatever you can spare. Where do you live? Do you have a beautiful tree, patch of grass, a rock, crystals? Talk to the earth. Let earth know you're there for her, for them. The collective energy of earth being feminine. The mother that gives and gives and gives. Provides your food, your shelter, all everything for you. How much time can you spare? You know, it's interesting to us that there are many people that when humans are dying, they feel badly, but it let an animal die and it gets their attention. And there are animals who are volunteering for this, by the way, because they know it gets your attention. It's not our goal for people to suffer, but we can tell you there will be those that do. And that we're happy to volunteer to be a part in any way of the shift and change on the planet. That doesn't mean it's okay. That doesn't mean that it's not an opportunity for you to step forward. Because at some level, you will carry the sorrow. The more you step into your own power, the more you will realize that you could have done something. That will be the sorrow that you will carry. And that will stay with you. We're not trying to make you feel bad, people. We're trying to help you to understand, to awaken. Because that's what this is about. It is a wake-up call. Squirrel, we know you have questions, so let's go with it.
Okay. All right. Jackie's touched on the parallels to our timeline in Atlantis, and she mentioned the three destructions. Would you be able to explain that to
all
us?
All right. We're not going to go into massive detail. We will simply say that there were three separate destructions. The first, not as bad. Second, worse. The third, the end. Hold on. Well, some disputes, different versions of Atlantis. The first, bad. The second, not as bad. But either way, because there's always more than one outcome. Now, we've worked with many people, taking them back to that time. Because they've carried in this lifetime the sorrow of those losses, of the beauty, the wonder of Atlantis, the utopia of Atlantis. And you see, as humans, you don't understand that the United States, in its own way, is a utopia, even in its current financial crisis. Any of you who've traveled to third world countries know that. Now, why did it happen? Abuses of power. Yes. All right. Especially the last one where there were many of you that knew that you could change the outcome. And there were those that bought into fear and bought into the fear. And this is a message to all of you. Buying into the fear, all right, can take your eye away from and your spirit away from how powerful you really are. you don't have that luxury this lifetime. And you came in to be determined to absolutely not allow it to happen again. Because that sorrow, and for all of those that we've worked with, carried at the level of soul and spirit for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. We hope this helps you to understand that, again, because of the abuses of power, as you're seeing in your United States now and certainly other places as well, but the United States, again, your current Atlantis, as close to it as what you have on Earth. Don't buy into the fear, people. And politics can take you there. Remember that. Use your discernment. Use your magic. This isn't about being right or wrong. This is about following your soul and spirit. Arguing isn't going to change it. Aligning yourself with the highest vibration will. Does that answer your question, Squirrel?
It does. So I'm just starting to see that it's kind of like we're in a timeline now where we're experiencing the same sort of scenario, which was all by design, and which could possibly be causing some of the distress that we're feeling on a human level right now. Is the cellular memory of Atlantis.
Correct.
And, of course, it's all culminating with a very powerful year. As you know, we've talked about 2012 and of course, being an election year for the new Atlantis, the United States. It is a very powerful time. And I appreciate that you're showing us and directing us to not give into that fear and not cave and to stand in our power and to take it back.
That's
so
exactly right.
Thank you for that. The other question
so
I have,
us,
and
let
I...
Us make, what, let us make one
Oh, statement absolutely.
Here, so.
I'm sorry. Go
All
ahead.
Right. Remember one thing, everyone. This is important. We don't like to get into politics. But we're going to caution you in one area. Choices made out of love, choices made for the betterment of all, are the highest choices. Choices made for the betterment of the few are not the highest choices. You then fall into the category of abuse of power. Remember that. Regardless of what political party, what candidates for any office, remember that. All right. And we won't say anything is perfect because that is Earth. All right. Go ahead, Squirrel.
Okay. What are your thoughts about the conspiracy theories about chemtrails causing these weather disruptions, places like HAARP causing this, and then someone actually trying to manipulate the weather? I don't know who the someone is, but it's out there that they're... I'm sure you've heard about chemtrails. So what are your thoughts on that?
All right. Well, let's take them into separate categories here.
Okay.
Chemtrails is kind of a separate category altogether. All right. We will say this. All right. From a conspiracy perspective, when you look at conspiracies, we want you to use your discernment. When people say it's a conspiracy, what does that mean to you? That means that someone else is controlling you. Someone is more powerful than you. Someone, something, some controller is controlling your destiny. More than your political party, is your presidents, your... All right, what happens to your power the moment you go there? It leaks all over the place. Regardless, all right, of all the technologies available, all right, even the greatest ideas could not have created this storm this way. Why were the predictions so accurate? Because it was unique. Because it involved two countries, actually more if you go outside of the United States, going south, but two major countries, the United States and Canada. All right. Warm coming from the south, cold coming from the north. Sucking the air from the south up through the north. Changing the way that the storm went. And yes, we are aware you're going to hear many conspiracy theories, as there have been for Fukushima, for the oil spill, for Katrina. This isn't the first time that this has happened. But what happens to the masses when that happens is, as it did in Atlantis, the masses then say, look, there's nothing we can do. We're being controlled. And again, what happens to your power? You get to blame. This is the biggest problem for humans, is blame. Humans will blame. And if you go into your own life, we've talked about this before. When a husband and wife lose a baby with SIDS or something of that nature, it usually will break up their marriage because they will blame one another and blame themselves. Because what humans do is blame. This is a lack of taking responsibility. And we can hear your thoughts right now saying, well, what do you mean? You're saying, I'm responsible for this? If nothing is separate from you, look at another aspect of this. All right? The churning of the East Coast of political divergence. Showing up in the stock market, yes. All up and down the eastern seaboard, yes. Encompassing the original states, yes, that were founded. Yes. If you and Earth are one, and you are, would Earth not also be reflective of the polarity that you're all experiencing as far as politics is concerned right now? Would you be surprised that another layer or level of this is a reflection of the extreme polarities of this election? We would hope not. So do you have some responsibility in that, at that level? Yes. And this is the beginning of your understanding of what you think, what you feel, being reflected in your world. Has it always been so? Yes. Except this time, the extremes are so great. Could you, in fact, have conjured something like this? You think about that one. We're not trying to make you feel bad or guilty. Is this part of your educational process? People, if you're powerful enough to create a storm, you're powerful enough to heal it and change it. Perhaps this wake-up call is bigger than you know. Next question, Squirrel.
That's lovely. I really appreciate that. Thanks. Well, the other question I have, and it may just be your last, what would it take for planet Earth to feel like her inhabitants are, quote-unquote, getting it? I mean, we're getting the perfect storms, you know, I mean, we're getting the wake-up calls, but I mean, how will Earth know that we're finally getting it?
For one thing, connecting with Earth.
Okay.
Meditating with Earth. Each one of you are in a location specifically because you're supposed to be there. Think of yourself as an anchor, regardless of where you are. And that as an anchor of energy, of light, as a star being, you are a beacon. Do not kid yourself. You are a beacon. You are in the locations that you're supposed to be in at this moment, which could change very quickly. Therefore, your impact is your choice. And everywhere you're located, the way you connect with Earth, not just walking outside going, oh, aren't you beautiful, and hugging a tree, working with the tree beings, working with the mountain beings, working with the Earth herself, working with the fairy realm, going into the heart of Earth. Again, chakra activation technique, it's in the radio shows. June of last year, download it. They're all free now. Work with that chakra activation technique. Work with the Earth, the heart of Earth, the inner Earth star. That's not just some random exercise. The reason it ties your chakras together with Earth is because you are one. When you go to the inner Earth star, within that chakra activation, go into a grotto or cave, spend time with Earth, and wait for those that join you, the fairies, the gnomes, the elves, the dolphins, perhaps Merlin. Call in all of those that are willing to work with Earth, with you. Use that time, people, to let Earth know that you are there to assist. You may go into the cave and it's full of beautiful crystals. Work with those crystals, the crystal cave. There are any number of ways that you can do this. You can sit with a tree. We're not talking, just hugging one. A tree's roots go into the earth. They are one with the earth. Your Indians knew this. Your indigenous tribes know this. The mountains, the rocks, the asphalt. Everything has consciousness. Go into the heart of Earth. All those beings that are in there, orbs, or you may see them as physical beings. Feel the connection with them. Ask them what you can do.
they'll tell you. Be creative, people. Be empowered. You're not small. And this isn't a small game. It's a big one. Earth is counting on you. Humanity is counting on you. The universe is counting on you. And the multiverse is counting on you. That's how big the impact of what you're doing here is. Anything else, Squirrel?
No, I think that's it for tonight, and we're coming down to the end of our show time. I just, you know, that was so inspiring, I just have to say, because very often we go through our day feeling separate from ourselves, and it's, I needed to be reminded, and I hope others feel the same way, that it is all connected, and one little shift in someone's consciousness can have a massive shift on the collective consciousness. And
that's exactly right.
And that's the kind of the thought that I want to stay with tonight. And but anyway, thank you for that, and I'll let you go ahead and finish up our show.
All right. We would love to work with all of you tonight if you're willing to call us in. We would like to work with each one of you individually to connect at some beautiful and deep level with Earth. When you awaken in the morning, you may feel this richness. You may smell the scent of the richness of the Earth itself, or the flowers, or some sign that you've been there. You may wake up in tears, this kind of sense of beautiful sorrow, the way you do when you connect with soul. It would be our joy to work with you. Know that we love each and every one of you more than you know. And until we speak with you again in this format, everyone, namaste.
Namaste.
That was great. Pain-free. All right. Good night, everybody. I didn't realize it was that late. Thank you so much for tuning in. Squirrel, thank you for being wonderful and working with the team.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Good night,
Jackie.
We love
you.
I love you. Love all of you.
Good night, everyone. Talk with you next week. Have a wonderful week.
Good night.
Good night.